I'm doing Rav Chalap, and we'll start learning about Chanukah. On Chanukah, says Rav Chalap, the whole world gets uplifted to the level of Kehuna. And the glory of Hashem's miracle gives light in every minuscule detail. To the point where the great tzaddikim can look into the candles of Hanukkah, into the lights of Hanukkah, and understand what's going to be this year from one end of the world to the other end of the world. And this is something that's quoted in different works, that the tzaddikim would look into the flame of the Hanukkah candles and be able to understand many things. So Rav Chalap, his first thought is the idea that we're all uplifted on Chanukah to the level of being the Kohanim of Hashem. Because every one of us is lighting a menorah. Ordinarily only a Kohen lights a menorah. But every Jew and every home gets uplifted to a different state on Chanukah. We are taught with regards to Chanukah and also our Shabbos candles, but he's talking about Chanukah now, that when we light the wick of the Chanukah menorah, we're supposed to light it the way a Kohen lit it in the Beit HaMikdash, where he leaves the flame by the wick until the flame catches and the flame is standing on its own, connected to the wick. So this concept that you leave the flame there, you don't just touch it to the wick and the wick lights and then you pull back. You leave the flame there. The term in the Talmud is Ad shetehe shalhevet olam e'eleha, until the new flame can stand on its own. You leave your flame there by the wick until the new flame can stand on its own. Ad shetehe shalhevet olam e'eleha. The idea that you ignite something so that it's so forceful that it could stand on its own, says Rav Chalap, is the idea that we get ignited on Chanukah and it should light the whole year. The whole year will now be able to stand on its own because of our enlightenment of Chanukah. We are taught that the mitzvah of Chanukah is defined by one moment. There are two opinions in the Gemara. Do you have to place the Chanukah candles in the right place? Is that what makes the mitzvah? Or do we say, no, placing it there, that's a detail. You have to make sure it's placed in the right place. But what moment is the defining moment of the mitzvah? Over what moment are you making a blessing? You make the blessing over the moment of lighting the Chanukah candles. So we are taught that our mission is to ignite. Our mission is hadlaka osa mitzvah. Get the flame burning. After you lit the flame and you left it there to the point where shalhevet olam e'eleha, you gave it enough that it could stand on its own. At that point you walk away, and if for whatever reason the flame goes out, that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to ignite hadlaka osa mitzvah. Your responsibility is shalhevet olam e'eleha. Bring it to a point where it could stand on its own. If afterwards a wind that you weren't expecting blew it out or something happened, you don't have to relight it. You did your mitzvah. You can. It's a good thing to relight it, but you don't have to. The Gemara says, kavita, if for whatever reason it went out, en zekukla, you don't have to worry about it. What is that lighting? Why is that so important? So Chazal tell us, atem pitchu li petach kefitcho shel machat. Hashem says, all I want from you is open on my behalf like the eye of a needle. V'ani yiftach lachem, Hashem says, and I will open for you kipitcho shel ulam. If you can imagine an entrance that's as high as Machon Meir, stand outside and look up at Machon Meir. Can you imagine a gate that's that high? That's the entrance of the ulam. You enter the ulam, you have gates that are so high, you ask yourself, what kind of hinges did they have? How could you open such a door? How do you do that? Hashem says, you open the eye of a needle, I will open for you something as great as the entrance to the ulam. You have to do yours. And when we do ours, and ignite ourselves and uplift ourselves and Hanukkah to that status of Kohanim, so then the rest of the year flows from it. Hashem says to the Jewish people, you open the opening of tshuva like the eye of a needle. Start. And I will open for you openings that are so big that wagons come in and cattle come in. Everything goes through those openings. You just get a good start, an eye of a needle. And that is Hanukkah. It's a flicker. It's a little flame which will grow, which will last, which will ignite, which will light, which will uplift. That's Hanukkah. We're going to just start the flicker, just the beginning of the idea of the next piece. Rav Chalap says, Hanukkah is the time where we take Dvar HaRashut. We take something which I'm not obligated to do. And I say, I'm doing it. I don't have to. I'm doing it. And that's why in Hanukkah we speak about Mehadrin, Mina Mehadrin. How do you do this mitzvah? Oh, you could do it this way, but you could do it better. You could do it even better. So the mitzvah has aspects that everyone can make it better, and everyone does it the best. You ever see a house that lights only one candle every night? No one does that. Because we all try to do it. That's the theme of Hanukkah, our capacity to say, I want to do the best, even things I don't have to do. And that's where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next week. We're in the middle of a thought from Rav Chalap to be continued Ezrat Hashem next week.